that this onto.
Alright, here we go. This is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand. I recorded a show yesterday, and for whatever reason, it didn't pick up. I don't know what happened. I'm gonna try and record another show here for you. Hopefully it works. Actually, let me do a test here. And it does appear to be working, so wasn't in the best of moods yesterday. I haven't been feeling good the last few days. Kind of had this gut ache type thing going on. I don't know if it's a stomach flu virus thing. I know that's been going around. Had to come in early today for work. Left the house about 4:30. So I had an early morning today, had a late night last night. I was playing with the Zoom again, of course, trying to do a rhythm track. I'm searching for my sheet music to find a bass line for a particular song. Hopefully I'll find it. I don't remember how the Zoom... how the bass pattern is laid out on the Zoom with when you select a key and a chord type. I don't remember that, so I may leave this front part on the show just to kind of give you a sample of what I've been working on. Other than that, of course, the wonderful meeting this morning was met with some grumpy people and whatever. I don't know. I don't know if I explained it yesterday, but these stands that I ordered, I like to use a lot. They, when I ordered it, it said it was shipped Federal Express. And of course, it wasn't shipped Federal Express. If it was shipped Federal Express, it would be here by now. And with the amount of shipping that I paid for it, it should have been Federal Express. It went out on DHL. I haven't had any experience with DHL. From what I've heard, they're cheap and they're good. One of the things that they did, or I guess the way the shipment works, stinking things coming from Colorado. I could have been out there and back by now, but anyway. But not for what it costs to ship it. Anyway, it said the package was in Omaha awaiting my pickup or something like that. Waiting for pickup. So I called up DHL. Couldn't find a terminal in the phone book to, you know, get a hold of. So I called their 1-800 number and I got a hold of somebody. And they said, oh, well, this is a whatever, at-home delivery. We don't deliver at home. We pass it on to the post office and then the post office delivers it to you. So I guess we'll have to see how that works out. I'm hoping it came today. I'm hoping it came today. Anyway, I can sneak sneak it around the wife. And she won't know that I got the shipment. But probably it hasn't. It was in Omaha, I believe, yesterday or the day before in at the post office. So hopefully today, let's see, today's Wednesday. It was there Tuesday. Let's see, it was there yesterday. It was there. So hopefully it got sorted and put on a truck and shipped out. Hopefully I don't have to do a signature thing with it. So anyway, I left early today since I was in, you know, whatever, 2 hours early, 5:30, yeah, 2 hours early. I left an hour early, so screw them. They don't like that. That's what I say. So I gotta go pick up the boy at the sitter's. Maybe we'll do a car wash today. See what he thinks about that. I gotta get some gas. Should be home right around 4 o'clock. Probably a little bit after. Traffic's a little heavier, actually, at this time of day. I don't know why. Me and my junkers. Let's see, last night we went to La Mesa, a local Mexican joint. My stomach was bothering me then, so I didn't really finish everything I had. I was hungry, but just didn't feel like it. So I got, you know, ate some of it and took it home and finished it when I got home. Actually, probably got in and out of there in probably 30 minutes, 20 minutes maybe. It was incredible for a restaurant, sit-down restaurant type of place. We did that. So that was good. Did a little radio check. This weekend I bought some of these two-way radio things. And wanted to see how far they go, and you know, they say they're 10 miles, and I imagine that's line of sight type of thing. I don't even think we got a mile apart, and they weren't working so well, so it'd be kind of interesting to see how they would work out on the road, I guess. One nice thing about them is cellular phone headset will work in it, and their voice activated. You can actually get on the mic using voice activation. So, and what else? They've got a key lock feature, I guess, so you can't bump the keys and mess things up. And what else? That's about it. The scan channels are pretty cool. A few days ago, I talked about William Cooper and my shortwave. I did do some tinkering with my shortwave radio, trying to get the battery or the AC adapter connector working. And I got a jack, I guess you would call it, from Radio Shack, and I wired it in there with this long wire, and evidently something must have came apart when I did that. Because the jack doesn't work. let's see. I took it up to my normal adapter. It actually worked on another adapter. Took it up to upstairs to the normal adapter. And the darn jack doesn't fit. It's loose. Oh, so it was a tip type of thing, I thought, so. I ask myself, where did I put those tips? I know I saved them around here somewhere. I couldn't find the tips. But what I did find is tips from a previously purchased adapter, which fit very nicely into that. So I used that. And I did find a tip that works better. It doesn't work in the wired-in plug or jack that I put in there, but it works on the regular one now, so I guess I don't have as big of a problem as I thought. Maybe, I don't know. Pretty nice day today. It's about 50 degrees. Rumor has it that there's a snowstorm coming down, probably across the Rockies or whatever, and we're supposed to have a who knows, buku snow this weekend. So had an interesting thing happen today. Got to work and reached into my pocket, and there's my wife's car keys. That's what happens when you have the husband drive your car. So she had to go on the spare set today. Hopefully that didn't upset her too much. Hopefully she doesn't get locked out. Makes me wonder if I've got my phone on. So I'm headed home early. Wow, crazy. Imagine a November, December, October. I was working to 7, working to 7 o'clock, 7 to 7, 7 days a week, the triple sevens, the bloody triple sevens. So it's actually kind of nice to get out from work. Gravel trucks throwing rocks at me. Great. Guess it should matter already. I have a cracked windshield. What else is going on? Oh, he's giving it the gas there. Good. Get away from me, buddy. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot. I wasn't in the best of moods yesterday, and I don't know, you know, just whatever, you know. You know how that goes. I think I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to try and use the mastering feature of this device. Hopefully I can do it without crashing today. Got to get some gas. Going to do a car wash. Got to go see if my package is there. I hope it is. 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 So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. This is Audio on Demand with Chris 200, and we'll see you next time.